strong movements that enabled to bring about social reform. Among the main consequences of this reform and the democratic transition period is that in Morocco there has been a multiplication of feminist associations, which is very positive, but also associated with many challenges.
Appartenant à la première
feminist,
ce que j'appelle la première vague,
wave of feminism were the organizations that fought for the most recent changes up to 2004. These first wave feminist organizations only existed in large cities in Morocco. And today, currently, the feminist movement has diversified and covers most of the regions in Morocco, which is a very positive outcome, which is linked, of course, to some threats and some challenges, which I'm going to go back to. Among the consequences of this dynamic reform process, which was very difficult and lengthy, thousands of women marched in the streets. We had some struggles with the Islamist movement. And one of the impacts is that funds were disbursed, and in a few months, funds arrived from the world over to implement projects within the framework of the reform of the family code. So these funds arrived with a very specific agenda. So this was one of the main impacts, major impacts of the reform. The second impact is that the reform put an end to some taboos. We saw the emergency of state feminism, which means that the Moroccan government is now speaking about gender mainstreaming, gender budgeting. So the Moroccan government is speaking a lot about women's rights, which in my mind is also a threat, and I will go back to this. One of the other impacts of the democratic transition in Morocco is the arrival, the emergence of a new phenomenon that does not exist in other Arab countries, and that is the partnership between the state and the civil society, which is a very positive outcome for Morocco. I think it is very positive for civil society organizations to work in partnership with the government. All this means that the dialogue on women's rights has become a fashionable thing. And of course, this is associated with many threats. This movement has become respectable, I think, in inverted commas. And this, of course, means that we are facing new challenges today. Among these challenges, and this is only the beginning of a thought process that I would like to share with you. In the past, and I will recall, and I'm like Aisha, I've been working at this on these issues for over 20 years, and I remember the first time that I took part in an international forum, I was very young, I was very intimidated, as someone mentioned earlier on. I thought that everybody knew everything, that they all knew each other, and I had promised myself at the time that once I had reached a certain age, I would not take part in this forum anymore. And I think that, you know, we always feel young inside. We do not realize that years go by and that we age. And I realized that, that I was not as young as I used to be when my daughters refused to let me buy dresses for them because they were out. Dated, they were not fashionable. So I changed my outlook and I decided to look at the way that other women were working, and this made me more self-aware. So I would like to say that the new challenges for the movement and the threats that we are facing are very diverse. And to give you a few ideas, 20 years ago, I remember a conversation with a decision maker who spat on us because we were asking for equality of women within the family unit. And, you know, I do not say that I'm regretting this time, but things have evolved so much that today belonging to a feminist organization has become something that is commonplace, that is very well perceived, which could create to some opportunistic challenges. So I think that to being a leader of a feminist movement today can open up doors. And to give you an example of this, I think that the media exposure is something that is very positive. We can be on television, we can appear in the newspapers, which I think is linked to some challenges. There's also career development opportunities that are linked to the movement, since the disbursement of funds, the influx of funds in Morocco, the public-private partnerships and the partnerships between the donors, the state and civil society, there are a number of new career development opportunities that have been created because the government needs experts. They need experts that they do not have, and they are calling upon feminist managers. So this is a risk. I'm not saying that this is a mass phenomenon, but this is one of the threats that we are facing today. Another risk is the development of the career development opportunities within international organizations who are poaching feminist cadres, feminist managers who have the know-how and the experience that is needed by these international organizations and which may come and poach our cadres. All this means that today there are challenges linked to money, resources, and all these stakes, all these challenges are creating a context in which the feminist organizations are solicited due to the multiplication of projects and the government's agenda. So this has created a new power struggle. A competition for resources, for power, and all this, of course, leads to a lack of time, which means that the space that we need for exchanges, for critical debate on this post-reform period, means that our women's movements do not have the required space to undertake this self-criticism. And I think that since the reform in 2004, 4 years ago, we have not had the time or the space to debate among ourselves the implications of this reform and the perspectives. So, of course, it is going to be difficult for us to train young feminists to share the collective memory of the first wave feminist organizations that I call the big sister memory, that we cannot share. So today we are facing new, very real threats, as well as opportunities, of course, to develop our movements further and to enable them to overcome these challenges. To conclude, I will share an experience with you. We started 2 years ago, I think, and my friends from Morocco will correct me if I'm wrong, but we tried to set up not really a forum, but what we called a discussion forum for the Moroccan women's movement. And this is very important. I followed Aisha with a lot of interest because we needed to create a space for debate over and above the official projects and the specific strategies, to create free spaces without any stakes, without any power struggles, spaces that are totally outside of the political agenda and the association's strategies and projects. So we initiated this process 2 years ago, I think, but of course we are facing many challenges, which is normal, I think, since the movement has now opened up and is extremely diversified with associations from different regions of Morocco, which means that the debate, of course, is somewhat complicated. But I trust in the future. I think that although we have problems to recruit young activists, maybe it is because we, the older generation, are blocking their path. And think that the first wave organizations, the big sisters as I call them, might represent today an obstacle to this new process. And I think that our hope lies in the young feminist organizations that are springing up all over Morocco. Thank you very much for your attention.